Disclaimer, the following program is a shit show, and unfortunately, it's only going to get worse. This program is not intended for children, as this program will be filled with foul language, poking fun at everyone and everything. We can't help the ridiculous things that come out of our mouths, and no one and nothing is off limits for us. No need to send us hateful comments or emails, we already know we're assholes. Plus, we won't read them anyways. If you are easily offended, please do not listen to this program. We highly encourage you to tune into a duller, less awe-inspiring program. Be prepared to be educated by the uneducated. With that said, please enjoy the show, God save us all, and please don't sue us.
Are we on now?
Okay. Now we are.
Okay, now there you go.
I'm always on.
I wish somebody be on me, but that's a different story. But
maybe this week, we'll see.
I'll see. But there was I was on TikTok. This is a while back, but I came across the other day, and these guys are from another country. I want to say they're England, but they have people calling in with their jokes, and or whether you know. Family things that happen, whatever, and apparently this lady, her boyfriend at the time, he snorted a lot, so but he told her, he said, "Hey, I can't help it. It's because my balls, they block my anus, and I can't breathe." So she would cup his balls at nighttime, haul his balls at nighttime above his asshole. So, well, she did that for 3 years before she realized it was a fucking joke.
Shut up.
All these years, she was just holding his balls, thinking that was going to help the snake. Oh my God.
Giggles don't ever fall for it.
Oh my God. That was so funny. I mean, one guy almost fell off the chair when she told him that for 3 years. She said, yeah, I was holding his balls thinking that was the reason that he was snoring, that they were blocking the air passage of his asshole. Oh my God. Those got to be droopy balls to reach all the way down there, too. Shit.
Yeah.
God.
Do they take turns getting stuck in
I don't know. But it was just the way she was saying it. It was hilarious. She called in, and I would be embarrassed to call in and say something like that. But oh well. So, how you guys been?
Do your balls hang low? Do they wobble to your toes?
Well, if they do that.
I like that. That's where he went when you asked how you're doing.
I was saving it, okay?
Nah, I mean, someday I'll be kicking them all around, but not yet. God. Why do they? You guys have saggy boobs, and we have saggy balls. What's going on? Well,
I don't have
to worry about that. Yeah, no. You, that's a different story.
Eventually, yeah.
Eventually.
Sure.
What are you going to do when that time comes?
Just throw them over my shoulder.
I'll stand behind her. I got you. Is this what they're supposed to feel like?
Yeah, you could find a boyfriend faster that way, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Hold my boobs.
Well, no. I mean.
Go a little lower on the left. There we go.
Yeah. We got to make sure it's even.
Yep.
He could walk right behind you just doing this all the time. That'd be cool.
Then they're going to think that it's fake if they're even.
True.
Well, that's okay. Eventually, they'll get heavy, and they're going to unbalance, so that's fine.
What if he, like, trips behind her, drops one? Oh, she trips shit. Over that one. What a mess.
Oh, man. That's...
You get all wrapped
up. Maybe I should just buy a bra.
Well, where's the fun in that?
Yeah. I mean, why...
It's
why,
guaranteed to hold it up, okay?
Why you want to buy a booby trap?
Oh, no, trust me. Whenever the booby trap comes off at night...
It's like a boomerang.
They're going boing, 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 and they come out.
Dude, like mine are little, but even mine are like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
I can breathe. Poor things.
I get mad when I got to put a bra on for like a team meeting. I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah. Well, you ran out of Band-Aids or what?
Yeah.
Oh, well. They still make Fred Flintstones.
I got to get some of those for old time's sake.
Oh, no, it was one of the girls yesterday at the wedding. Bless her heart. I love her. She's got a great personality. She works at my old job, and she's short, chunky. I don't want to say the word chunky, but she's just, a little on the heavy side.
Figure.
But yeah, but she doesn't have nothing on top. And she was, but the poor thing, she was one of the bridesmaids, and And I noticed that she had tape up there to, and I'm saying to myself, "There's, why you got tape up there? There's nothing at all."
Oh.
But I don't know if it was to keep the dress in, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah,
but,
it holds the dress down.
Well, but it was just, but there's nothing to see. So it was just sad. But,
but how did you see her tape?
Well, she was standing by me. I was able to, they have the little cut gowns or whatever they were wearing. But it was just funny, But,
tape is usually supposed to hide.
She might have taped it like right on the seam.
Yeah, it was something like that because I did see, I saw the tape here on the side and but she's a sweet girl. I love her personality. I wish she would be on our show someday. She would love to be here. But one day,
yeah.
We'll eventually get another live person here, hopefully.
Someday.
Since Lucy disappeared and never came back.
I'm having issues with Lucy. She's still, that bitch fucking scares me. Every time I go in the closet, I'm like, oh, sweet. Because now she's more deflated, so she'll just like fall over. And
Oh, well, that's okay. Hey, everybody, welcome to another episode of Rockin' on the Porch. Since we're talking about boobs, to my right is Mishi, the president of the Itty Bitty Titty Committee.
Hey,
and to my left is Giggles, the president of When Are They Going to Stop Growing?
Lucky.
I think they're done.
They're done? Okay, well.
Mine stopped at like 5.
No, when you were born, that's it.
Oh, man.
So you were born with boobs, and I was not born with boobs.
No.
That's okay.
I wasn't born with boobs.
Well, yes, you were. According to the last episode, Papa Tony says you were.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I didn't use that.
Yeah. We're all born with boobs.
You still look confused. She hasn't listened to the latest episode.
I need to. I started and then I.
Poor thing.
Haven't had time.
She's had a rough week.
You heard?
I heard?
I don't know.
No, I mean, I know you were.
Secrets. Spell.
No. Okay, so tell us.
Is it tea time?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, no.
Yeah.
Well, you can cut this part out.
No.
Depends. If it's interesting, I'll leave it in.
Anyway, just don't mention names.
Sad.
Oh.
Oh.
By the way that you said it, I thought you knew.
No, I don't know nothing. I was just joking.
This is definitely going to get cut out.
Yeah. Friday, I had to put my cat down.
Oh, your sister told me that. Yes.
I'm sorry.
The one-eyed monster.
Aww. Yeah. She's on your Mahalinga.
He is.
Yeah, your sister was telling me that last night. Yeah, my sympathy. Yes.
Thank you.
I know what it's tough to see a pussy die.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the humor. Yeah.
I was waiting for it. I was like, he's got to say something. If he doesn't, I will.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of paralyzed, right? They thought it was a blood clot or something.
Yeah, so it was at 4 in the morning. Yeah. Friday at 4 in the morning, my dad called me because my dad went to the bathroom, and then when he came out, he heard him like fall off of the bed. And then he's only 5 years old. He was only 5.
Oh, he's not very old.
Mm. Yeah. And then my poor dad watched him drag himself down the hallway.
Oh.
And then he called me and he's like, something's not okay. And I thought, oh, maybe he got tangled in the blanket or something as he fell. He maybe broke something. I don't know. I just picked him up. I left the house with no bra.
Wow. No wonder
in
you got
my pajamas,
such
no bra.
Maybe that's why you got such great service. Huh? They took you right in, didn't they?
They did, actually. There's nobody there.
Well,
there were ladies. But
I mean, you already took
doesn't
out.
Matter.
You already took out one of your cat's eyes with your because you're not wearing a bra. But let's continue.
No, that's not why.
Oh my gosh! Help you out there.
Go ahead. Yeah. Get back to your dead pussy.
Anyway, then they. At first, I thought, oh, I'm just gonna have to take him home with a cast or something. No, the vet. She was like, cats with heart problems, they this happens. Like, he threw a blood clot, and so he threw a blood clot, and it clotted at the base of his back, so it paralyzed his legs and his tail.
Jeez.
And then she said 99% of the cases she suggests euthanasia because there's not really anything you can do. And even if you do something, then over time,
they're never going to get the same.
It's just going to happen again.
Yeah, they're never going to
get it again. And it would have been long. Like, Luke, he would have had to have IVs and pain medicine. There's no, like, anti-blood clot medicine for cats or anything. So, yeah. I don't know if you've ever put down an animal that's so awake.
Yeah,
it's hard.
Well, I lost one dog. Actually, she's buried here, and I can't remember digging that little grave and crying like a baby. I mean, just crying like a baby because the memories it brought, you know, when my daughter was born here and all that stuff. And that's why I can't. After my little dog, I don't want no more because you get too attached to it.
Yeah.
And you got a whole bunch of cats too. That's the sad thing. Well, good and bad, sorry, dear. That's part of life, unfortunately. But you know what? I think he did the right thing, though, because mm-hmm. I won't want no animal to suffer, period.
I know, and it was definitely a struggle.
Yeah,
I've never cried, ugly cried like that so much in my life.
No, it was like when my little dog, Topi, a few years ago, when he fell out of my hands and broke his leg, we mm-hmm. took him to the veterinarian stuff over here at, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at nighttime. And I know his leg broke, and what are you going to do? And they tried, and after surgery, they still wound up amputating it. And now he's living a good life, but...
I almost thought something like that. But
he was paralyzed. That's the whole thing. Well, that's okay.
Yep, that was my Friday.
Well, I didn't know. I was just... No, your sister was mentioning that last night, but I didn't, you know. Double, you know.
Yep, it's life. Let's move on.
Yes.
Yeah. On that note, I have a question for you guys.
We can totally cut all that out.
There's some good stuff.
No.
I lost both my best friends in the matter of months.
Yeah.
I lost Allie, and then I lost my dog that I had for 18 years. So I feel you.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, and God knows, I lost my virginity years ago, and I'm still looking for it.
I can't with your comments. It's so funny.
I don't know if you'll ever find it. I hate to break it to you.
I put want ads in the post office and nobody still can
find
it.
Maybe your virginity is with my cherry.
You had a cherry at one time?
It popped and I never found it again.
Damn, those fucking fruits.
Yeah. Did you just call me fruity?
No, I'm not. Your fucking cherry is a fruit.
Your fucking cherry.
Somebody fucked your cherry.
Yeah, literally. They fucked it right out of me.
Never been found again.
Nope. How's your cherry?
Put a lock on your orchard there, so nobody will come.
Little chastity belt, huh? Yeah. You should put one of those.
Especially when it's picking season. Be careful.
When it's picking
season.
He's
got the claw.
Hold on. I want to know what picking season is.
Well, when the fruits are ripe, you know. It's cherry picking season.
Yeah. So make sure you're ripe.
Guard myself more.
You're in that ripe old age.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ripe old age.
Just make sure
that
they don't.
You're perfect.
Just make sure.
I even went to pick it for you.
You went and picked it. No.
Mau.
Just make sure they don't choke on the pit. That's all I say.
And extra points if they can tie the stem.
That's
a keeper. That's
a keeper.
Yeah. I don't know if men know how to tie the stems. I think it's
I don't. I think it's mostly women.
Yeah. Well, you never know. You might find a wife someday.
Hey, nobody's judging
just in
here.
Case, I mean, you know.
At least they know where the G spot is.
Stupid bitches.
Showing you up.
I do have a woman that has a crush on me.
Dude,
that's all I'm going to say right now. I'll elaborate later.
Okay.
I know how to get them. My friends.
Don't you kind of want to trade shoes with her for one day just to fucking...
No, because...
He wouldn't come back. He wouldn't give it up.
Okay. No, I definitely have to hear about this later.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. Mental note, sure. We cannot forget.
Yes.
Speaking of which, would you rather sleep with your celebrity crush or get your dream job? Jeez.
Get a dream job.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
It lasts longer than just sleeping with your celebrity crush.
Exactly.
And what if it's horrible? You're like, really? Yeah. I fucking gave it up for this. Yeah. I'd be so mad. It's like two pumps and hit it and quit it.
Yeah, two pumps.
What
was it last time? Pull. What did we say?
Pray.
Pray.
Pull, spray, and pray.
Yeah. So.
Wow, we still fucked that up.
No.
I made that the title.
I got it.
I'm about to make t-shirts so we don't forget.
Pull, spray, and pray.
Yeah. Ask me about my pull, spray, pray. My mom got in the habit of pushing the pecker down too.
Well, I know the damn pecker sticks up all the time. You got a very excited picture here.
I fucking choked on my water.
Oh, I thought you were going to choke on the pecker.
No, I was laughing at her because she was like having issues with closing the pecker part, and I was like, "Mom, it's just
tap it."
Yeah, I was like, unscrew it and then just tighten it again, and then it'll close. But I was telling her to push from back here, and then she's like, no. And she's just the Meowza from the front. And I'm like, okay, whatever. Sounded really bad.
She likes tapping it.
The more I kept talking, I was like, this is getting worse. Yeah.
Yeah. She likes to pick on the front, not from the back.
Yeah. Yeah. Most women do.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm like mother, like daughter.
Oh, my gosh. I just remembered something.
Oh, another thing for us to... We got to take notes. I need it.
Yesterday, I had a friend that tricked me into going to the taco festival in Modesto. And
is that where you met your girlfriend?
No. But anyway, there were these other people that... Huh?
No, go ahead.
Was Michi's Taco?
Tacos.
I love
was
tacos.
Michi's Taco there?
No. Left it at home.
So you might have been at the same competition that they went to.
Go ahead. Sounds interesting.
So we were eating churros, and and they were filled, like chocolate-filled vanilla cream, you know, cream cheese.
This is getting better.
This is getting better.
And then...
She loves tacos.
And then there was one guy who was like, yeah, my wife made me go look for a churro. Drive around looking for a churro in the middle of the night because she was craving it. So then my friend goes, oh, so your wife got sick of your churro, so she had to go look for another one for her. And then I mentioned how in the Azores, the churros are really good.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, they're like big. Me and my freaking hand gestures. They're big. And they're like, oh yeah, they're big.
And then she came out of the alley.
Yes.
Came out of the alley.
Out of the alley.
Pun intended.
You're just shaking your head at
well,
me.
No, you're talking about churros. My wife, my daughter's so disappointed that Costco doesn't sell them anymore.
Oh, yeah, they sell cookies. Yes.
They are selling big-ass cookies instead of churros, so she's very disappointed.
That's like my mother says, a bunch of bullshit.
That's a bullshit. So,
but I mean, Costco's churros are thin anyway.
No, but they're good for a buck or whatever they charge.
Giggles don't fuck with Costco's churros. They're too thin. Yeah. You can't even tell.
Don't meet my standards.
You can't tell if it's in yet.
Okay. I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Wait, the question was, what would you do? Celebrity crush or a job?
Fucking dream job, dude.
Dream job.
Yes, you could get anything a dream job.
No piece of ass is worth my future.
Right? No. Piece of ass or what if it was like a really good dick?
I don't give a fuck.
Why are you pointing at yourself?
Just saying.
He has a big churro from what he's saying.
Ah.
Yeah.
All you have to do is sprinkle.
And it's cream filled.
All you have to do is sprinkle the sugar on
it. It might be a little powdery because it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Crusty is the word, not powdery.
I thought powdery sounded better than crusty.
That's true.
You might get more flies with it.
There's flies on it? What?
I don't know where it's been.
Well, okay, wait. Speaking of jobs, how's your job?
Good, good, good. I mean, good. It's, I haven't, I've just been driving around, you know, checking out the places, but come June, it'll be gung-ho. So, yeah, it's something good to, just to get out of the house. A lot of driving, you know, bouncing
not,
on.
Not a dream job, but.
No, no, it's not a dream job whatsoever, but I'm just grateful to just to find something to be out of the house and make myself.
The perk. You don't have to deal with people either.
Exactly. True. I just have to deal with trees and, you know, that's it, pretty much it. And hopefully I don't find any dead bodies somewhere, you know, because some places I drive, if you want to get rid of people, I can show you.
Pin those locations for us.
I can show you. It's
that'd
it's
be pretty
crazy.
Exciting. Though.
I hope you don't get so shady working with all them trees.
No, well, well, I you might see me climbing the tree once in a while. And you know why? Because I want to become a branch manager.
She's like, why?
You knew I was coming. Yeah. To still.
Do you, what's your dream job?
Doing this.
I was going to just say that. I told this one years ago, when we started this program. If I had to have a job, was to be something like on Bob and Tom show. And we're not in the same category, of course, by no means. But this is something like it. And, I love it. I love it. Yeah. I mean, and who knows?
Imagine if this is all you had to worry about.
This is nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And our schedules would be like.
Well.
We could do whatever we want when we wanted.
Yeah.
Because we're all flexible.
Right.
You guys could show up. I would have breakfast ready for you guys.
We don't have to wear clothes.
Well, I mean, HR says yes on that.
Wait, can I just the fuck not wear a bra, though?
You don't have to wear a bra.
You don't have to wear a bra.
Cool, thanks.
I mean.
As long as you're covered. We're not trying to do a fucking NC-17 X-rated shit.
Hey, shut up. Let her talk.
The more she talks, the more she loses.
She's already talking about throwing her boobs over her shoulder. Shut up. Let her talk. Let her talk.
But, like, imagine, like, we do a show. We'll pop in the backyard, barbecue for a little bit. Hey, you know what? After a couple drinks, let's go do another show.
Swimming.
It was like I was talking to your sister last night.
You can hold up the other side of my kiddie pool.
Yeah.
It was like I was talking to your sister last night, you know, ever since the COVID thing, whatever. In your case, you know, you're working from home now.
Yeah.
And I know it's not the same, but then again, you don't have to drive.
I love it.
You don't have to get up. You could be working in your PJs. And it's like, I don't think it's so bad. I would love to have something where you could just get up and, you know, do that kind of stuff.
But well, that's cool because you can travel and work.
Yes. And I'll tell you what, I was the only person that wasn't having any issues not going into the office. Everybody would call me, how are you doing? Are you doing okay mentally? And I'm like, I'm fucking great, dude. I'm like, I love this.
They,
and they're
they
like,
all
what?
Went back, the rest of them?
No, nobody's in the office anymore.
So they shut down the office.
Yeah.
Okay, well, see, look at the money the company's saving.
Yeah, too bad they wouldn't give us a raise.
Well, that's...
But, you know.
Well, everything's expensive now.
Yeah. But I was the only one that was like loving it. But like, here's the thing. I had more anxiety going into the office than I did at home. And at home, I just blowed through my work because nobody's bugging me.
I just like
everybody comes up. Hey, do you know how to do this? Hey, do you have this? And I'm like, you guys do realize I'm the one with the least amount of experience out of everybody here.
But you
I'm
do
the
more
only
work.
I'm the only nice one though. Like I don't know, but let me ask so and so. Maybe they'll know. Like I try to help people. Like, you know what I mean? Because when it was me, I wanted somebody to help me.
Yeah.
Oh. That's just how I am. That's my rant.
It's the saying, do unto others as you would
have them do to you.
Done to you, whatever.
Well, I was at Walmart yesterday. And
no, I don't want that to happen.
I bought some fabric, and she had...
You fought a fat prick? What?
Fabric.
Oh, fabric.
That's true. I was at Walmart. But they had some cute fabric, and I was like, oh, I can do something with this. So I got, like, it was like an actual, like, little yard, but it was all folded nicely and it had a label. And then the other one I had cut. Well, she had both pieces and then was only going to charge me for one and put the other one in the bag. And I was like, whoa. I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, what? This is great fabric. And I was like, yeah, I know, but there's another one underneath it. And she just was like, you were so honest. And I was like, well, yeah. And I was like, I don't steal. Like, and she, and I go, if I went home and I didn't tell you, I would end up coming back and ratting myself out.
You know, they try that self-checkout stuff, and that they're getting back. They're going back to their checkers now.
Good.
Because people were, they were losing money so bad. People were not scanning all their products.
Yeah. See, I can't do that.
See, but there's, that's the kind of people that, that's what happened. I guess it was... Oh, they were losing millions of dollars. At the end. Yes, people
that's
were.
Why everybody's
you know,
trying.
They were just doing this, but they weren't scanning every yeah. product, and they were losing money just to try to save a couple bucks for not paying employees. So now they realized that was a big mistake. So, hey, at least we got people working. That's the main thing. So
yes.
Mm-hmm. So okay.
Because everything's gonna go automated pretty soon. Look at when you fucking call for help anywhere.
I know.
You can't talk to anybody.
No, no. I hate those automated machines.
Sucks.
And then you keep saying, I want to talk to a representative. Well, how can I help? No, I want to talk to a live person. And finally, when they give up and you finally get a live person, and that's the only way you can resolve things. So.
I don't know if I told you. I came downstairs to get coffee, and my dad was down here, and he's like, he was fucking fired up. He was pissed. And, you know, it takes a lot to get my father angry. Dude, I was like, what's wrong? And he's like, this... And he rarely cusses, and his cussing, like, in front of me is, this is a bunch of bullshit. You can't reach a person. And
I go, well, I know that wrong? Feeling. I know that feeling.
So he goes, I give him my, it takes the Rudy number, but when I go to give the checking, it doesn't accept it. Saying it doesn't, it gives me different numbers. And I go, well, let me see. Maybe you're going too fast. So he does it, and he did it like a normal person would, and it gave him, like, numbers that weren't even close to what he was saying. I started laughing. I was like, here, Dad, let me help. So I do it. Same shit. And I was like, what the fuck? So then I was like, hold on. Maybe I went too fast. Then I'm like, 3, 2. You know what I mean? Like super slow.
Super slow.
Still didn't get it. It threw like extra numbers in there. And I was like, what the fuck? I tried 4 times.
Oh, I get it.
And then I looked at him. I was like, you know what? I forgot I was working. So I got to go back to work. You figure it out. And I went back upstairs. Like, dude.
No, that's
but I was pissed. Out. You couldn't hit 0. Couldn't talk to anybody.
Yeah. And then if you do sometimes, you know, no disrespect, but then you're talking to somebody from out of the country and you can't understand them. And I had one incident where I apologized to them and I said, hey, I'm sorry. I need to speak to somebody else because I don't understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, and they were nice. They said, oh, I'm sorry. I'll get you another, but what are you supposed to do?
I think as long as you're nice about it.
Yeah, yeah. I wasn't rude. I get it, but it's just, but I told him, I said, hey, I'm sorry. I don't understand what you're saying, you know, and we're not going to get this figured out if I don't know what you're saying or asking. So, but we got that resolved. I gave me another person and that was it. So, table.
Hello, and welcome to Old Ridiculous News. Today's newsworthy story is Japanese porn industry hit by shortage of men.
I thought it was by shortage of something else. Would you marry a Japanese person?
No.
I don't know if that's always true, though.
Yeah, not all of them.
I've seen some where I was like, ooh, that one's going to be big. And then I'm like, oh.
No, I guess I've seen too many where, they're not very.
Where is it?
I think because of that country, it brings the rest of the world's men's average down. That's the problem. Not true. I'm not.
Well, what do you think the average would be if they were out of the count?
No. What's
2-inch hot dick?
No foreskin. All meat. No rabbit. No cat. All meat. Real meat.
Organic.
Kitty. Oh, he could use your meat. Your cat. How come you don't sell your cat?
Meow.
You can make money now. $2 a pound.
Fuck. Anyways,
I'm so sorry. I can't help it. I'm stupid.
Oh my God.
I missed you guys so much.
I send you Nick a picture next time.
No, oh please, please don't.
Please, no. Okay.
Remember, I'm HR.
Okay. You HR?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
It's aw.
Oh, fuck off. Dang. Okay, proceed.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm allowed?
Yes. I'll report you to HR if you don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Shut up.
Self, self, you're not doing a good job, self. Get your shit together.
God.
One director called this porn king, Simikin, the Cristiano Ronaldo of sex. That might be because Simikin has slept with 8,000 women in his 7,500 movies he's made. Simikin is stated saying that there are about 70 male actors to 10,000 women actors. And in looking out for his fellow porn watchers, Papa Tony, he doesn't want the public to get sick of watching the same actors over and over and over. Simikin pleaded to his fellow Japanese men in hopes of them stepping in and joining the porn industry. Simikin blames the shortage of the Japanese men by going soft. He means that society has made them mentally weaker and less macho. This is just me, but maybe Simikin should have written a wanted ad or a LinkedIn profile to state the following. Looking for men, any men that are interested in living their erotic fantasy out in real life. If you don't believe me, then believe that I have slept with 2 to 3 girls a day. I have sex for 2 hours every day. It's literally a dream job, and I promise you will not get bored. There's over 10,000 girls to choose from. God. YOLO. Papa Tony. Do you like them odds? Is Japan
no? But I want to change my dream job.
I mean, you can change your mind any time.
Well, now at my age, it's probably no. Never mind. It's just a one take and it's over. But still,
you're all fuck. She looked at it.
Damn it, fluffer.
Wasn't that Giggles' side job?
Yeah, you were a fluffer.
I was a fluffer.
Hopefully, you keep your hands warm next time.
Oh God!
You know, every once in a while, if you do a,
yes,
you know, it's not
get bad. Those, get those little heating pads that they put inside the gloves. It. You'll sit on it.
That works too.
Oh, that works too. Wait a minute.
Is it soaking? The Mormon soaking?
Yeah. Just sit on it. I like that.
Oh my God.
I can't sit on my hands.
You got to be specific about
it. Yeah. You. Yeah.
There was a guy last night when I was dancing the Shamahita that every time he would touch me, he was like, "You're so warm."
Oh. Where was he touching Where you at? Yeah.
It was dancing, okay? My arms.
Were you sitting on him too?
Were you sweating or sweating?
So my point here being, I don't think there's going to be any problem about me being cold. I'm warm.
No, that's good because
she just has a cold heart.
Well, yeah.
See, I'm always cold to touch, so I have a warm heart.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Or it might be something that's wrong with me. I just don't know. Let's get corny with Papa Tony. Oh.
All right, you guys. Today's Papa Tony's corny jokes, whatever. What is it? Whatever. You know, forget it. Fuck
Fantastic.
It.
It's your segment.
I know. It's my segment. Okay.
Corny Number joke one. Corner.
What do tofu and dildos have in common?
Wait, what?
What do tofu and dildos have in common?
Yes.
They're both rubbery?
No, they're both meat substitutes.
Oh!
That's good.
Oh, man.
What do you get when you jingle Santa's balls?
Oh.
I don't know.
A white Christmas. What's the difference between anal and oral sex?
One shitty.
Oral makes your day. Anal makes your whole week.
Oh my God.
That was next level shit right there. My mind kind of went.
And last but not least, why do walruses love Tupperware parties? They're always on the lookout for a tight seal.
That was fucking good.
Okay, back to you, Giggles.
That was great.
I like that one. So I came across an interesting article, and it's ways to get a husband in 1950s.
Oh.
So.
But that's still, it could work for you.
Still pertaining to 2024?
Do you think this advice would still apply to today?
Yes, I think it would. I think it would. Okay. In your case, anything will apply to you.
And this is going to be like, I think a 3 or 4-parter that I've separated just because it was just too good, and I just picked out the ones that made me laugh the most. So. Let's find out. Have your car break down at strategic places. So would you purposely have your car break down somewhere?
Hell no.
Attend night school and take courses men like.
Oh, maybe.
Look in the census reports for places with most single men. Mind you, this is the 1950s. That's Nevada at the time had 125 males for every 100 females.
Whoa.
Read the obituaries to find eligible widowers.
Ooh. Does it money. Also have their value?
Like, yeah, I was going to say, make sure they got money. Yes.
Net worth?
Yes, yeah.
Don't worry. His wife left him a great life
support. Insurance.
Oh, yeah, life insurance support.
Oh, God. Life support? How old are you going? There should be an age limit, Giggles.
Well.
You want him on life support already? Jeez.
Yeah. I mean.
At least he can't chase her. He
well, I mean, yeah. Just don't step on the host
too
much.
Have to sleep with him.
He'll just come crawling back to her.
Yeah. If he's in a wheelchair.
He's constantly like, I can't get it up.
It's okay. You're going to die soon, so that's all that matters. That's when you need
easier.
To buy the tofu food stuff.
The meat substitute.
Yes.
Become a nurse or an airplane stewardess. They have very high marriage rates.
Do they?
Apparently in the 50s they did. Huh. That makes sense. Because think about like the 50s. I don't know about so much now. People are crazy on airplanes.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, I wouldn't want to be a stewardess nowadays. Yeah.
Be nice to everybody. They may have an eligible brother or son.
There you go. That's probably your best
I think
shot
that's
so far.
What she already does.
Yeah. You're too nice. That's
a lot of people like to try to set me up.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Well.
Well, you're a good person.
Be friendly to the ugly men. Handsome is as handsome does.
See? That's how I got married.
Handsome is as handsome does.
Tell your friends that you are interested in getting married. Don't keep it a secret.
No. But do I want to?
Get lost at football games. Like some of these just sound dangerous.
No, yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, I was like, no.
No, you don't get lost.
Breaking a card. No.
Breaking down. No, a fake.
Oh, it gets
down.
Better.
Oh, good.
Don't take a job in a company run largely by women.
Makes sense.
You know, that's true. That is true.
On a plane, train, or bus, don't sit next to women. Sit next to a man.
Also sounding a little bit dangerous.
Right. Well, all depends.
My, the time has turned. Go to all reunions of your high school or college class. There may be widowers there.
I got one coming up.
Hell no. Time. I would
actually,
not.
I was at our meeting this last Monday, and it's going to be our 50th already this year.
Oh, you're
That's
old.
That's crazy.
That is fucking crazy. I'm old. Thank you. Jeez.
You're welcome.
No, you don't have to. Go ahead.
Captain Giggles obvious over there.
I'm old. Oh, you're old.
Oh, you're old.
You're bold, too, in case you didn't know.
Old, yeah. You got great pubes, too. Yeah.
And you got 4
I don't know what your pubes look like.
Well,
would you?
Let me take a picture.
Oh, no.
He'll send you a deck pic.
You want the full length or a short deck?
Wide angle lens or close up?
Wide angle.
There you go.
It's all bush. Don't worry. Well, it'll be like, where's Waldo? Okay. Don't be afraid to associate with more attractive girls. They may have some leftovers.
Oh my gosh. That's
I don't know. I used to see this all the time. Maybe it's just me. You would see a nice looking girl and their friends would be so-so. Is that to make them look that much better? I don't know. I don't know. Why would they hang out with, I'm not saying nothing bad about the other girls, but it never fails. You see one nice looking girl and then the other ones are.
Well, now you got me thinking, yeah, which one am I?
No, friend group. You know what I mean? It's just, I mean, do they do that on purpose so that they can make them look that much
look,
better?
You need one to take one for the team sometimes.
Well,
you know what I mean?
I know, but I feel sorry for the last one in the team. That's the problem.
Well, how do you know she doesn't? She's not living best
that's
life.
True. That's true, too, I guess. I guess, you know, we don't know. So, oh, well, that's just me. Okay, continue. I'm sorry.
Don't room with a girl who is sad, sack, and let her pull you down to her level.
What? She pulled my sack down? What?
No, oh she's just gosh. A sad girl.
Was sad that she pulled my sack down.
Go back to your hometown for a visit. Fuck no.
You just came back there. You don't want to go back.
Not only did I have migraines, I had hives.
Hives too.
And I had a cold sore before I went because I came in contact with pineapple.
You did before you left?
Yeah.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
My mother wanted a pineapple.
Oh, God. A real one?
Yeah. And something wasn't wiped down. I don't know if it was a fridge, or a towel.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot of surfaces in this home.
Surfaces.
Okay.
Dude, it was a fucking mess. Even my dog was fucked up down there.
Definitely can't go back.
No, I'm allergic now, so it's very dangerous for my health. So you want to go back to your hometown for a visit because that wild kid next door may have become a very eligible bachelor while you were away. Ha. So giggles, that wild man running around town, he may be the one.
And I'll go the opposite way. And this already happened to my last time I went to a reunion. One of the girls this was already 25th, so it was already a long time ago. She's a plain Jane in school, a wallflower, if you want to call it, but. When she showed up, boy, things changed. Mm-hmm. And the good-looking ones kind of, and all of a sudden the ones that weren't. So never underestimate them. So
it's funny that you say that. I had a kid in my class. He was like a popular kid, but he didn't care that he was popular. He was kind of like friends with everybody. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? He was that guy. And one of his friends was making fun of like the homely girl. Mm-hmm. And he whips around. He goes, bro, don't even make fun of her because right now she might look like this, but later on she's going to be hot as shit. And I'll never forget looking over at him like, good for you. Like, that's your way of kind of sticking up for her, you know?
You never know. That is absolutely true.
I had to make her feel good. It made me feel good.
No, that's good. I mean,
I still had a chance.
It worked for me.
Yeah. I feel like we blossomed pretty well.
Well,
I'm still getting watered, but you know.
Well, at least
I'm still hoping I grow.
My roots are drying up. That's all I know.
You're the plant dying next to me. I'm like, I got you.
My plant's dying. Okay, go ahead.
Learn to paint. Set up an easel outside of engineering school. Because that's not creepy.
No, sitting outside of a. No, that
She's
doesn't
like,
sound
you're
like.
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
So
I
giggles.
Hate you.
Giggle. Oh, if you want to. Do you want to do like the Titanic scene?
Yes.
What? I don't know if I said this already. What do lesbians do when they're on their period? Giggles, I'm talking to you.
I'm falling asleep, sorry. What?
What do lesbians do when they're on their period?
Wait. We've talked about this.
Well, no, I'm
hold
just
on.
Trying to...
Hold on. Finger paint.
There you go. I'm glad you woke up.
I didn't even remember that.
No,
good
no,
job,
no,
Giggles.
Very good, Giggles. I
See,
was hoping
she
you
took
remember.
A power nap.
Yeah. You were talking about painting. That's.
I was like, where's this going?
No.
It's not the liquor cabinet.
No, but that's good. Very good.
So, you Giggles, you going to use any of this great advice?
Leave the painting one out.
It's all stick figures.
What was the painting one again?
It was set weird. Up an easel. Learn to paint. Set up an easel.
Oh, by an engineering. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so it's weird. I don't know. You had a lot of choices. That was too many choices.
I think. Which one was it? There were a couple that were like, "Oh, it's still okay."
Tell your friends you're interested in getting married.
Yeah.
Be nice to everybody.
I think.
Oh yeah, see, I do nice that. Yeah, you do, I do that already.
She did confess to me that she does read the obituaries.
You do?
Yeah, I like reading obituaries.
Okay.
So it's like, oh wow, I didn't know those people were related.
Yeah. Did you want my autograph?
Yes, please.
I was in the newspaper.
Oh yes, I.
You are right. My dad's face is like, fuck.
Yeah.
I was chewing him out.
I called her. I didn't see that the first day because I just put the paper down, but I called you the next day. And I said, he looks like, I didn't maintain somebody's food. Yeah, that looked like he got caught.
Oh, yeah.
In his cookie jar.
Oh, yeah.
You guys are all smiling.
I feel like, bad. I was like, fuck. Like, once I looked at the picture, I was like, dang, that is
that's funny.
Up.
That's funny, though. I'm glad you guys, I saved it for you guys. So
she sent me a picture of it.
Oh, you saw it too?
I did.
Okay. Good.
Frame it, put it up. I'll need your signature.
You know, that's the only newspaper that I've been in like numerous times.
Wow. Yeah. You don't want to be.
And they spelled my name wrong.
Me too. I've been in the local newspaper too. But otherwise.
For what? Indecent exposure?
No, I've been in the post office, but that's okay.
Why were you in the post office?
Most wanted. No.
Most eligible bachelor.
I'm starting to think we don't have to go very far to have the creeper sitting next to us.
Shh.
I know.
I'm a nice creeper.
Oh.
Yeah. I keep my hands to myself.
Sometimes.
My hands to myself.
So we had a buddy. Well, he wasn't so much my friend, but met him through people. He was actually nice when he wasn't around the guys. And I was like, so what's your name? And he's like, Creeper. And I was like, oh, yeah, you don't want to ever tell a girl that. So then I'm like, why is he named Creeper? And they're like, because we were at this concert and the girls came up and started talking to us. And he creeped them out so bad that they ended up walking away. And I was like, okay. And then like, what's weird is when the guys weren't around, he was a very nice guy. But when the guys were around, he was weird.
He was trying to impress them, and it backfired.
And
on
I him. Tell him all the time, I'm like, dude, you're a
yourself.
Cool dude.
Just be yourself, exactly. That's what I tell people.
Fuck
just be
them.
Yourself.
Fuck
don't,
them.
Don't. We had one guy at work, a young kid. I won't mention his name. And personally, I thought he kind of swung both ways, which that's not the issue or the matter. But and one day he said, Papa Tony, he said, you know, what can I do to, they said, hey, I told him, I said, I'm not going to mention his name, but I said, just be yourself. Don't pretend to be something you're not. The women don't want to hear, just be yourself. You're a good kid. You're a nice looking kid. Just be yourself. Don't, you know, be something that you're not and you never will be. Just, and then you'll find the right one eventually. So,
I try to introduce him to people.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, oh, this is so-and-so. And I'd say his real name. And he'd be like, everybody just calls me Creeper. And I'm like, dude.
See, shut up. See, you're right there.
My mom.
He just shot himself in the foot right there.
He came to the house one time with another friend. I did not invite him. And I'm like, oh, mom, this is da-da-da. And he goes, yeah, everybody calls me Creeper. And I'll never forget, they went, our air conditioner had broke, so my buddy was going to fix it, and he was with that buddy. So they went to the backyard, and my mom looks at me, and she goes, okay, Creeper. And I was like, oh, that's just his nickname? Because it's like, how the fuck do I explain to her?
Yeah, no, Creeper. No.
This guy hangs out in my group.
No, you don't want to do that. I got a good friend from, he lives in Idaho now, and he was a chubby boy. And he's still to this day is a good friend of mine. And in high school, one day I started calling him Fluff. And it stuck, but it's not a bad name. He was just like a fluffy person, and he was. You could stick your finger in his belly. But yes, but and it stuck, but it wasn't a bad name. And he went by that. He accepted it, and he would introduce him as, oh, I'm so and so fluffy. Yeah. And then,
so we do have a Portuguese fluffy.
Yeah, we do. We do. We do. So.
Thank you.
not doing the effed up word.
Okay.
I'm doing two other things. Well, we're starting with the dirty word.
Okay.
Okay. Dirty word or not?
Flange?
Can you see through the card?
No.
See through the card.
Flange.
See.
Is it a dirty word or not? Flange.
Is your flange hanging out?
You know, it was hanging low, so I got tighter underwear to hold a bit.
Okay. Oh. See.
Yes. I'm going to go with yes.
Yes. I think it's a dirty word.
Oh.
See.
Hey!
How did you guys know that?
You're talking to Papa Tony here.
Yeah. is it a word like more people know? Like,
oh, no. I've heard of the word flange, but it doesn't mean it's dirty. It could go different ways.
Girls...
No. Oh, yeah, it can mean other things.
Yeah, it means other things. So it's not, I see your flange hanging out. No, it could be anything else, yes.
So Papa Tony came in a flange.
What?
You came in a flange.
I used to. That's how I wiped it off.
Oh, my God. When you say, I see your flange hanging out, what are you referring to?
Her beef...
curtains.
Her beef curtains.
Her RB sandwich.
Well, it's her beef curtains.
Yeah.
Her flaps.
So I'm like,
because flap. When I saw that, flaps popped in my head.
Oh.
Hey. You don't have to clap it all by yourself.
Anymore. No, I was doing the flange.
Blowing in the wind.
Yes.
No.
I know.
So when a girl says she's sore, you know what happened.
Her flange.
It was blowing in the wind.
But some of them, boy, I tell you, I mean, I'm sure they got surgeries for them.
They do.
It's weird how, I don't know if it's through childbirth or whatever happens to them or just active sex life, but man, some of them really flap out big time, and it's kind of scary. They're not
look. So it you don't just know like slaps you in the face.
Yeah, you don't know if you need to tuck it back.
I'm all done now.
Yeah. they're pretty. I never encountered one that bad, but still.
Wait, I thought there was a saurus of some sort. Vulvasaur or no?
No, that's a clitorosaurus.
Clitorosaurus, yes.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with a flange.
Okay, never mind.
Different area.
That's the one that takes out your eye. That's why I'm wearing glasses today.
Okay, this next segment is going to be great. Hold on. Wait, do I press the thing?
Sure. You can press whatever thing you want.
Oh. Things she gave me permission to press
me.
Press whatever thing I want.
I'm gonna start up here.
You might poke your eye out. Careful.
Anyway, this is Dirty Minds.
My alley.
Let's see how dirty your minds are.
Oh,
fucking A.
There's several of them, but I only chose three this week. Okay. Next time I'll choose some more. Okay, you ready?
Cece Nora.
Okay. What item is this? Or thing, whatever. I can get turned on in any room of the house.
True.
Vacuum.
Vacuum.
Oh, right.
True.
I thought you were talking about me, not a product. No.
True.
I don't care about room I'm in. True. My bad. I misunderstood.
That was fucking awesome.
I thought you was talking about you could get turned on in any room. Yes. Damn it.
Yes. That was great.
I love that it's all vacuum. Yes. What?
I look anything that sucks.
Oh.
Yeah, especially a...
I just thought about it. I think I have a better... better answer.
What is it?
Light switch.
I was going to say lights, but either way. But no, either let's go way. Back to the vacuum. That sucks.
Or Papa Tony.
Yeah.
I could turn on any room. Final answer, Papa Tony. Yes!
She said... She said, "What? Say the question again.
I can get turned on in any room.
Yes, I could get turned on in any room. That's what I said. Yeah.
And that is why this is called Dirty Minds. Let's see how dirty your minds are.
Apparently, I'm clean. You're fucking filthy.
You know how many rooms I have in this house?
Hey, I don't know.
Okay.
These were not the chairs that were here when you lived.
No.
But you guys, my mom found more plastic at Walmart.
Oh, God.
Oh, this is nice. I was like, yeah, we'll come back for that.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. Not what's on the chairs right now. These are already here.
Yeah, those already came with the chairs.
Yeah, we didn't buy any more plastic. So yes. I was like, we got to go. I have a feeling she's going to cover everything in the house now.
I'm going to get here.
Presley's going to be
covered in plastic. Okay.
Just a hole where this tooth can hang out.
He's right. Like me a little bit ago.
He's dozing off, or she's dozing off. Go ahead.
Okay.
Number two.
I am often the first thing when you put in your mouth.
Well, it depends.
No, you put that on the bottom.
Yes. Don't ever put it depends in your mouth, people.
I am often the first thing you put in your mouth.
I want to say toothbrush.
That's what I was thinking, too.
But there are other things that can
be put in your mouth the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, you could just be yawning and be like, oh.
I don't. That could be
yes.
Anything. Yes.
So this survey is easy.
Yeah. I don't know anything you could put in your mouth. I guess.
Oh my gosh. Wait. You could even be like.
Well, no, I mean.
You could even say, I am the first thing you put in your mouth in the morning.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, that's if you don't have a toothbrush, I guess. I do supply the toothpaste.
and the dental floss.
You gotta squeeze.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't forget to rinse.
Speaking of dental floss, so for Carnival when we were down south, my friend has the little picks for her teeth, right? Mm. And she used it, and this guy came over, and I grew up with him, but he moved to Tulare area, right? So he's like, hey, any chance anybody has like a toothpick or something? I got some food stuck in my teeth. He's like, I need to get it out. It's driving me crazy. And I go, I don't have anything. Let me see if she does. And she goes, well, and she pulls it out of her back pocket, and she goes, I only have this. And he goes, I don't even care. I'll pay you for it. And she's like, what? And when she said what, she dropped it on the floor. And then she goes, do you still want it? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, but it's on the floor. And he's like, it's okay. She's all, but it was in my mouth. And he's like, it's okay. Dude, so when he left, he was standing by the door, and he looked at her, he's all, you know, and he's like cleaning his teeth, and he pulls it out. And he goes, you know, We exchanged bodily fluids or something like that. And he's all, it was very nice meeting you, by the way. And he just walked out, and his wife's like, what the fuck?
Dude, that is weird.
And I saw her down
disgusting.
There. She had the pick. And she goes, you want it? And I go, no, you got to drop it on the floor first.
Gross.
That is disgusting.
I couldn't believe it. All of us were like, no. And then when he put it in his mouth, all of us were all,
no. And did he pay for it?
No, she wouldn't take any money for it. But she told her husband, and he looked at her, he's all, that's gross, bro. And he just walked away.
He's like, I don't even do that. Okay, third and last one for this week. I am a great place to hide your meat.
Well, in my life, yes.
Many places.
Hey. I am a great place to hide your meat.
Well, that's true. Other than their freezer, that's about it.
I agree.
Yeah.
Freezer, fridge.
Freezer.
Mm-hmm. Freezer will last longer.
The bat cave.
Yeah.
The bat cave.
So you gonna tell us the answers, or we just?
Oh no, we.
There's no answers. We're
so there's no correct.
No.
So you could have said yes to every single one of them.
I could have said yes and been right.
Right.
Yeah. See, that's the whole thing. You know, but that's good. I like
but
that.
I don't know if you want to say yes to the last one.
No, I don't want to say.
That's sure. A big no.
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 You ain't hiding your meat here.
Not around me, you ain't. Homie, don't play this game.
And that's it for this week.
I like that. That was good.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Actually, I like that better than the fucked up word. What is it? The fucked up word?
Fucked up word.
I kind of like that a lot better. Yeah. I'll be honest.
It's fun.
Yes.
I like that you're switching it up.
Makes me think, and it's getting hard for me to think. But
yeah, there's a whole list of these things. So
that's
all
good.
He has to do is just say yes to every single one of them.
Yes.
Yes.
He's our yes man.
Yes.
I'm proud of you guys. You guys are stepping it up. Look at you guys changing your little segment.
Well, we have
having
to.
Fun I with mean, the show.
Yeah. Otherwise, it gets.
Wait till the next one.
Oh boy.
But I'll wait till.
Let me guess. Next. It's me.
No. I'm going to play it.
We're going to have to play it on your microphone.
I'll play it on her phone.
On microphone. Her microphone. If it's her.
No, it's not her. But would it come out with her voice like that?
It would be deeper.
Oh, that'd be interesting.
Hello.
We could try it. If we don't like it, I'll just cut it out and we'll play it on yours.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we could.
So we'll play with Giggles first and then we'll play with you. Okay? Don't get jealous, people. And of course, I'm always left out.
Shit.
Just kidding.
No. You said
we'll play with you after.
You said we are going to play with Giggles first, then we'll play with me. So,
yeah, so you're part
we
of the
is part of the fun. So it's not upside down me, it's we.
We?
I like that.
Yeah, I like that too.
I like that. Look at you. Yeah.
It's not upside down.
All right, I'm going to leave you guys with this. When three people have sex, it's called a threesome.
Mm-hmm.
When two people have sex, it's called a twosome. Now I understand why they call you handsome.
That's me.
Oh, handsome!
I like that you were already pointing at yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
I've been so handsome funny. For many years.
That's why your hands are so big.
Yes. And I got good skin.
Oh, my gosh.
Go ahead, my dear.
Okay. If y'all have any questions for any of us or want to share a story or joke, feel free to reach out on our Instagram at Rockin' on the Porch, and we'll do our best to answer them in the next episode. Show some love by following, liking, and reviewing our podcast on the platform you listen on. If we were able to brighten your day even a little bit with our stupidity, then go ahead and share this podcast with your friends and family that have a sense of humor. Thank you for listening and laughing with us. Until next week, don't let the door hit you with the good Lord split you.
Bye, y'all.
See y'all next week.